Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Maybe the reason why the author of children's stories like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was so distinctive was the Viking blood flowing through his English veins. Roald Dahl's parents were affluent Norwegians who emigrated to Wales. And while he couldn't have been more British, he was a fighter pilot during the Second World War, he always felt a bit of an outsider.
May I have one? My name is Roald Dahl. Some of you may know my books.
Well done for Johnny and the Giant.
Pineapple.
Oh, thank you.
Unlike the man who's playing him in the film To Olivia, Hugh Bonneville has built his reputation playing thoroughly decent chaps like Lord Grantham in Downton Abbey. The one similarity that character shares with the prickly Dahl is they both married high-profile Americans.
And this is my wife, Patricia Neal. Star of stage and screen.
You're one big kid, and the day you start is the day I file for divorce.
Before Dahl achieved his later fame and fortune as one of the great children's authors, he was slightly overshadowed by his wife, American film star Patricia Neal, played here by Keely Hawes. She obviously adored her husband to the extent of slowing down her career to be a mother to their then three children.
We had two daughters, Olivia and Tessa.
Livy?
But a story can have many pages.
Livy!
The son, Theo, barely gets a look in, with the emphasis going on daughters Olivia, the favourite, and Tessa, the outsider. And then tragedy strikes. Olivia dies and the family collapses. Pat attempts to keep the family going, but Roald locks himself away with a bottle of booze every night, trying to finish, or at least start, a book that's beyond him.
Where were we?
Chapter 5.
Oh, yes.
Spark's gone out of your dead doll.
To Olivia tells the story of how a dilettante, semi-successful children's author became, well, Roald Dahl. The death of Olivia may well have contributed to that, certainly.
It's not just you who's lost Livy.
You have to fix it before it's so broken that it can't be fixed anymore.
But then the film starts to turn into the story of actress Patricia Neal, who made her name playing opposite some challenging co-stars, including John Wayne, Ronald Reagan, and Gary Cooper, with whom she'd had an unhappy affair for years. And at the height of the misery she shared with Dahl came the offer of work with the biggest star of the time, Paul Newman.
Paul, oh, so great to see you again.
Pat. Oh.
Marty.
We thought you might have gotten lost.
But only in this house. It's enormous.
Thrilled to have you on board, Pat.
Oh, I'm thrilled you wanted me.
Now, you don't have to be a student of film structure to be wondering at this stage, whose story is this anyway? It may be the story of Roald Dahl, with the punchline to be him having a gigantic and famous hit.
Shit happens, right?
Yeah. Shit happens.
So I've got a crazy idea. Let's talk about HUD. You got a favourite scene, Pat?
But it's also the story of Pat Neal and how she turned a bit part in Paul Newman's HUD into a career boost with awards and critical acclaim. And in many ways, To Olivia is also the story of younger daughter Tessa, who finally came out from under the shadow of her beloved sister at the age of about 10, which is no mean feat.
We all become stories in the end. Don't you think she'd like to be remembered with a happy one?
One gobstopper, please.
In other words, it shouldn't work at all, and the reason it does is entirely down to the performances. Despite being far too nice for the role, Hugh Bonneville brings Roald Dahl home nicely, as does the peerless Keely Hawes as Patricia. And almost as good as Sam Heughan in a short bit as, I'd have said, the inimitable Paul Newman.
No kiss, you just walk straight to the bus and not even look back.
Yeah. That is the bus station scene.
Ewan absolutely nails Newman, which may be a tribute to him, to Newman, and of course to writer-director John Hay. I was slightly surprised at how Hay finished the film. In real life, it turned considerably darker. But maybe that's the point of a Roald Dahl story. He can end it wherever he chooses. And this one chooses a happy ending.
Big Marshmallow Mountain.
I like that. That's a very good idea.
Many people have called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory one of the finest children's books.
Do you like it?
I love it.
I rather think she would have liked it as well. No. To Olivia.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.